Morning. Today's daf in tomorrow's daf Zayin. We finished yesterday the discussion of Abaye and Rava. Komad Amar Rachman Alos Ta'aved. Iyavi Mehani Lo Mehani. Okay, the reason why that whole discussion, two blot of Gemara comes up in tomorrow is because of the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah says, and as the Gemara pointed out, it's not really a Mishnah, it's a Pasuk and Chumash, says that the Torah first instruction to us when it comes to tomorrow is don't do it. Don't exchange one carbon for another carbon. But then the Torah says, but if you do it, it works. And so that plus another 13 other examples throughout Shas, and perhaps there are even more, where it seems that the Torah gives kind of mixed signals. What if I do something that violates the Torah? The Torah tells me not to do it and I do it. Is it effective? Has what I done have any efficacy whatsoever? And as we saw, it's machlokes between Abaye and Rava. And the Gemara, at the end, gives, at least according to Rashi's first pshat, somewhat of a unsatisfying conclusion, which is, okay, in other words, there's a machlokas, but lamaisa, when all said and done, you know, each one is going to yield to the other position for reasons of xeris akasav or other reasons. But anyway, that was the Gemara towards the very end. And meanwhile, one of the things that we discussed over the course of the past couple of days is if I take an animal that has a mum, that has a blemish in it, and I'm makdish that animal for the mizbeach. So I'm makdish such an animal for the mizbeach, so that I violate a lav. Does the animal get kedushas haguf? And the answer, of course, is no. It's a bal mum, it's a blemished animal, so it's not going to get kedushas haguf, but at least the Gemara talked about it. Yeah. Gemara talked about it on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. Right? And it quoted a brisa. And so as long as we quoted that brisa, so the Gemara will take an entire daf. It's a bit of a tangent, but that's fine. The Gemara will take an entire daf and discuss this issue with a little more clarity, a little more detail. Tana Rabbanan, we start in the Gemara where the two dots were on Vav Amud Beis, we're right in the middle of the daf. So this is now kind of a spin-off of the previous sugya. Kol asher b'mum lo sakrivo. Okay? You have a series of psukim that come up in Parshas Emor in Perek Chav Beis. Okay, the Torah is very clear. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'amor. I'm back to the Chumash. Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Beis. Daber al Aram v'al banav v'al kol bnei Yisrael v'amart al hemi shish mi beis Yisrael menager b'Yisrael. Asher yakriv karbono l'chol nidrehem u'l'chol nidvusam asher yakriv l'Hashem la'olam. Okay, so you could bring a carbon. Right. And remember, the Ishish is telling us not only can Jews bring carbons, but even a non-Jew can bring a carbon as well. Then the Torah says, this is Pasuk Chaf. Anything that has a blemish on it, lo sakrivo, you can't offer. Ki lo l'ratzon yelachem. The ish ki yeh, I'm sorry, ki yakir zevach shavim la'ashem, lafala nedelon dava babakar ratzon tamim yeh l'ratzon, komom lo yeh bo. Again, the Torah repeats that he cannot have a blemish. And what is a blemish? Chav Beis. Averis o Shavur, o Charutz o Yabelas, o Garav o Yalefes, lo sakrivu elo la'ashem, v'ishel lo ninu mehem al mizbech la'ashem. Once again, the Torah repeats in Pasuk Chav Beis, lo sakrivu. Okay, so for those of you who are keeping score, that's now number two. Our second lo sakrivu. And the Torah goes over a list of animals that are blemish animals, a blind animal, a broken animal, Charutz, Yabeles. We talked about this back in Bechoros. Then Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vishur Vaseh Saruah Vekalut Nedavata So Ula Neder Lo Yiratzeh. If the animal is asymmetrical, right, or if the hooves are not split, they're fused together, so Nedava, you can give it as a gift, but Le Neder Lo Yiratzeh, but it can't be a carbon. Okay. Uma'uch Pasuk Chav Dalin, Uma'uch Vechasut Venasuk Vekarus Lo Sakriv Lashem. If the animal has its genitalia crushed, severed, cut, right? Lo sakrivu. That's the third time that the Torah says you cannot offer it. Okay, so that's already three. Umiyad ben nechar lo sakrivu. Here we go again. And from the hands of a ben nechar, you cannot offer it. Eslechem alakechem mikol erchem ki mashchasam vahem mombam lo yiratzu lachem. Okay, a whole series of lo sakrivus, right? Don't offer it. The Torah repeats them. You know when the Torah repeats, the Torah is obviously emphasizing, and the Torah is trying to convey a message. So, right, I quote the psukim. We count the lo sakrivu three times, possibly even a fourth time. Okay, so now let's go to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. It already says not to shecht a bamum. Now, where does it say that? Stay tuned. You can't be makdish, meaning there's already a prohibition in the Torah that if you have an animal that is a blemished animal, you can't even be makdish the animal to the mizbech. Mikan amra makdish balamum lagabe mizbech over mishum chamisha shemos. So you do this, meaning if you're one person who is makdish, if you're makdish an animal that is a balamum, that's a blemished animal, so and not only are you makdish the animal, but then you go through the process of shechting it and sprinkling the blood and throwing the limbs on the mizbeach. So rack it up, 5 lavim in total. And the Gemara counts, mishum, bal tikruvu, bal takdishu, bal tishkatu, umishum, pal tizruku. Okay? You can't be makdish it, you can't shecht it, you can't sprinkle the blood, and bal taktiru, and don't burn the animal. I'm sorry, umishum bal taktiru kulo, sorry, I was wondering where number 5 is. Umishum bal taktiru kulo, umishum bal taktiru miksaso. Don't burn all of it and don't burn some of it. Okay, now number 4 and 5 are a little strange because usually yesh bechlal masayim mana, meaning 100 is usually included in 200. If there was already a prohibition in the Torah not to burn some of it, so you would only venture to say that there's a prohibition to burn all of it on the mizbeach. Okay, that is a little bit strange, but in the meantime, however, 5 lavin. And Mishum Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Amar Af Kabbalah Sadam. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda would like to add a 6th lav, and that is the accepting of the blood. Okay. Let's go through all 5. And according to Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, number 6. Amar Mar. Im bal tashchito hare amor lamata. Heichan amor. Now, where does the Torah say that you're not allowed to shecht such an animal? So the Gemara says, D'tanya. We're not going to go that far away. We're still in that same parsha. I read the parsha in the beginning of this morning. Averis o'shavur chavrut o'yabelos lo'sakrivu. Tara says that if the animal is blind or has any of these other blemishes, you can't offer. It the prohibition can't be being makdish because that was already discussed. Okay, so you can't. Not only can you not shecht it, but you can't be makdish it. Sorry, not only can you not be makdish it, you can't shecht it. The isha lo ninu mehem elo ishim. Now the Torah says you can't burn any of it. So that means on the fire. Ainli ala kulon. Miksas minayin tamalamar mayhem. So we have 2 different prohibitions. 1 prohibition of burning some of it. And, sorry, let me go in the correct order. The 1 prohibition is burning all of it on the mizbeach. And there's another prohibition burning some of it. Zrikas damim minayin. How about sprinkling of the blood? Tamalamar al mizbeach la Hashem la rabos si'ir. I'm sorry. Tamalamar al mizbeach. Period. The Alam Mizbeach tells me that I cannot sprinkle the blood of it as well. Now, Le Hashem, the Gemara now darshins, there seems to be an extra word at the end of the Pasuk. In other words, V'isha, this is Pasuk Chav Beis, V'isha lo ninu mehem al Mizbeach, Torah could have just ended right there. Right? Don't offer it. Mizbeach means even Zrikas Adam. And then it says, La Hashem. What's that? So the Gemara says, you know what that is? L'rabu Sirah Mishtaleach. That if I am makdish a balmum for the seer hamishtaleach, I violate a lav. Now, I'll come back to discuss that in just a moment. The Gemara is going to go off on a small tangent. Now, you see the word la Hashem. What just happened over there? We include it. So the Gemara says va'atanya, but I'll show you a braisa where we do the exact opposite. We take the word la Hashem and we don't include, we exclude. So this is talking about shechut echutz, the prohibition of taking a carbon shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash. Carbon shomei ani afka, shebet HaKabayis shenikru carbon. Now you know, something which is dedicated to the Beit HaKabayis, it can be called the carbon. Now, the way we speak, you and I, that's not what we call it. Carbon is something that we call for something that's going on the Mizbech, but it's not out of hand to say that something for the Beit HaKabayis is carbon. The Gemara says, I'll show you. Ke'inyan shenamar v'nakriv as carbon Hashem. After we went to war with Midjan, and after we got back the spoils of Midjan, some of the spoils were dedicated to the Beit HaKabayis. And the Pasuk says, carbon. Carbon, in this context, just simply means a gift. Okay. So, Tamalomar, V'el Pesach Omo, Haroi LePesach Omo, Chayav Malav, Mishum Shchutei Chutz, Shein Roi LePesach Omo, Ein Chayav Malav, Mishum Shchutei Chutz. Fine. So it has to be something which is fit for Pesach Owel Moed, meaning a carbon, the way you and I speak, meaning like a real carbon. Otsi ani es elu velo otsi paras chatas v'sira mishalech shehin ruin lePesach Owel Moed. Now, what about what about the paraduma? What about the sira mishalech? They are fit to be brought to Owel Moed. So, is there an Isser Shchut Echutz? Tamalam ala Hashem, Mishim Yuchadim la Hashem, Yatsu El Hashem Yuchadim la Hashem. No, they're not included because the Pasuk says La Hashem, and only those animals which are brought La Hashem, to God. These animals are not. Seer Lazazel is brought Lazazel, right, as its name indicates. And the Paraduma, again, not La Hashem. Fine. What just happened over here, we had a word La Hashem in the Pasuk, and it did just the opposite. It excluded, not included. So Amar Rava, Hasa Minyana Dekra, Ve'al Pesach, I'm sorry. Right, so Rava's going to answer, and we've seen this answer many times. Just context. Context really tells you everything. Meaning, El Pesach Rabos, La Hashem Lahotzi, because the El Pesach is coming to be inclusive, so La Hashem is coming to exclude. Hacha Di Isheh Lahotzi, here we're saying anything on the fire, which is already a limiting clause, La Hashem L'Rabba, so therefore the La Hashem is coming to be Merabim. Fine. So that's just a technical issue. What does La Hashem do? Include, exclude? And the answer is context. Okay, now, time of the Kasuk Kral La Hashem, Had Lo Maisi Sira Mishalech, Halo Rabbi Kral La Hashem, Hava Amina Sira Mishalech, Bamom Shapir Dami. Now the Gemara is going to spend a couple of minutes thinking this through. Meaning, what just happened over here? We're now saying that the Sir Mishalech, the goat that's going to be thrown off the cliff, cannot be a Balmon. How do I know that? Because of the extra La Hashem. So the Gemara now essentially asks, without the extra La Hashem, what's happening? Meaning, can we go over our Yom Kippur for just a moment? We have two animals. The two animals have to be identical. Both of them have to be eligible to be the goat that's going to be offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim. And so what we do is Hagarala, we do a lottery, and the lottery is going to select which one of the two. Now, we don't know which one, even though, of course, it's always the one on the right, but that's only during the first Beis HaMikdash, not during the second Beis HaMikdash. We do a lottery. Each animal has to be eligible to be brought as the Seir L'Hashem. Okay, so essentially what the Gemara is saying is, of course the Seir Mishalech can't be a blemished animal. Meaning, if you think about the process in terms of how it becomes a Seir Mishalech, it had to have been one of two goats which would have been eligible Hashem. So, why do I need the extra pasuk to tell me, you know, that Seir Mishalech can't be a blemished animal? Okay. Oh, good. Perfect. So the Gemara is going to now say, okay, so time of the Kasuk Kra, right? I'm sorry, Shapidami, Michti. Ein agoral kavua ela bedava harai. So here the Gemara articulates the question. You have a goral. You have a lottery. And the only thing it can work on is something which is roi. Both of the animals have to be fit. I'm Rav Yosef Hamani Chanan Hamitzri. So Rav Yosef says that this is the position of Chanan Hamitzri. The Amar Afilo Dam Bekos Mevi Chaver Mezaveg Le. Chanan Hamitzri says like this. Let's say we have the following scenario. Let's say I have two goats. I did a Hagrol, I did my lottery, and now I selected, and now we've identified. This one's Lashem, and this one's Lazazel. And the goats, that's Lashem, we shecht it, we do vidui, we shecht it, okay, and we collected the blood. The blood of the goat Lashem now is in the bowl. Okay. And now we lost the seer Lazazel. We lost it. I know it's Yom Kippur, I know it's, you know, one of the most important parts of the Avoda, but we lost it. Okay, so now what? So, machlokas. But Chanan HaMitzri is of the opinion that what you can do now is just simply get a new goat. And even though I already pre-selected my Seir LaHashem, and even though now this goat, I already know that it's going to be thrown off a cliff, now I might have thought, right, now it's good now. I might have thought, the Hava, I mean, it works out beautifully, that this animal, which isn't going to be offered as a carbon, and is only going to be thrown off a cliff, could be a blemished animal. It's not a carbon. That's the Havamina, and that's why I might have thought the blemished animal would work, and that's why I need the extra La Hashem. And so that is what the Gemara at this stage of the game is suggesting. Good. Havamina solved. So the Gemara says, Nehidu Shamasle Chanan Mitzri Delo Havya Dichui Alef Tzarech HaGrala Mishamasle. Delo Tzarech HaGrala Mishamasle. Says the Gemara, look, even this position of Chanan Mitzri, the Sir Lashem that was shechted stays. We're going to work with that blood of the Sir Lashem. And it's true we need to select an animal of Sir Lazazel. But even Chanan HaMitzri, even within his position, still need a lottery. Meaning the goat that's going to be thrown off the cliff cannot just simply be pointed to and said, this is the goat, but rather has to be done through a lottery. What are we going to do? We're going to bring two more. We're going to have a lottery. And one of them is going to be selected as the Sir Lazazel. Fair to ask me, what's going to happen with the other goat? I don't know, to be honest. But, in other words, but maybe the process of lottery still needs to be done. Now, if that's true, so then we go back to the rule that we just read about five lines ago in the Gemara. Ein ha-gorel koveya ela beroi. That the gorel only works for something which is fit. So, we don't, solution, not problem not solved. Meaning, why do I need the extra ribui of Lashem to tell me that the Seir Lazazel can't be a balmom? Shouldn't I have known that already? Dilma Maisi Umagril. Dilma Maisi Umagril. So Allah Amar of Yosef Hamani Rabbi Shimon Titanya Mesechad Mehem Evichaver Balahagral Adiv Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to conflate two positions. We're going to take the position of Chanan HaMitzri, which is that even after the Sir Lashem is shechted and I have the blood in the cup, and then I lose my Sir Lazazel, we'll just get a replacement. And together with that, we'll subscribe to the position of Rabbi Shimon, which is, I don't need a new lottery. I could do it without a new lottery. And so now, good, once I conflate these two positions, so now we can have a scenario in which I'm just selecting the Sir Lazazel, and I know I'm going to throw it off the cliff, and I know I'm not bringing it as a carbon. I might have thought that it could be a Baal Mum, La Hashem. Okay. Again, only when I take the position of Rabbi Shimon and put it together with Chanan HaMitzri, so then it would work out. Okay, that's one solution of the Gemara. Ditanya, did I read that? Hamani Rabbi Shimon? Yeah, I read it. Rava Amar, Rava gives a second suggestion. So the Gemara says, well, maybe this is what happened. Maybe I didn't lose the Sir Lazazel, but it received a blemish on that very day, meaning on Yom Kippur. Doesn't sound so auspicious, doesn't sound like this is a good thing, but on Yom Kippur it gets a blemish, the Sir Lazazel, and I know I have to transfer the Kedusha to another goat, and so maybe I transfer the Kedusha on, I might have thought, transfer it to another animal, which is a Baal Mum. Anyway, I know it's going to be thrown off the cliff, I know it's not going to be offered on the Mizbeach, and so therefore I might have thought that I can transfer it over to a Baal Mum, La Hashem. Okay, another possible suggestion. Excellent question. I'm unclear about that. Salkadat chamina bishlam mikar lo yadana hay mikva l'shem avahacha kem de inker shem lalaki. Look, in the beginning, when I need both of them to be a non-blemished animal because I need to do the hagrala, so fine. So I understand that they both have to be perfect. But now that I made the selection, and now it's just that the Sir Lazazel is a Baal Mum, and I want to replace it, so I might have thought that I could replace it. I'm with you. I don't know what you've gained by replacing it with another Baal Mum. Okay, Kamash Malan. Amar Mar Mishum Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Af Kabal Sadam My Time to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Amakra. Okay? Take a blemished animal. Consecrate it. Offer it on the Mizbeach. So what do we say? Five separate lavin for the person who does that. And then the Gemara quoted the Brisa quoted the position of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, a sixth law, which is Kabbalah Sadam. Where does he get it from? Amakra, umach v'kasus v'nasuk v'karuzu Kabbalah Sadam. Now, the Gemara doesn't quote the end of the pasuk because it comes from Lo Sakrivu, Shamar Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry, Zu Kabbalah Sadam, Shamar Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Ula Tanakama hai Lo Sakrivu l'amali. Now, the Gemara says, what about the Tanakama? Meaning, he also recognizes that pasuk. Mibayle lezrikas damim. So the Gemara says, "V'hanafkalei mi'al mizbeach." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Didn't he learn it from al mizbeach? That was the source that we saw, at least according to the Brisa quoted earlier." Urche dekra demishtei hachi. So the Gemara says, "Now mi'al mizbeach, that the Torah is just talking about the mizbeach, but we're not supposed to darshan from that. So Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Nami Orchid Dekrahu. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, do you agree? And the Gemara says, Enechinami, yes, I agree as well. Ela Kabbalah Sadaminale. So the Gemara says, fine. So now, according to both the Tanakam and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, the Losta Krivu is a reference to Zrika Saddam. So now, according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, where does he derive that extra lav of collection of blood? Nafkale Meha Umiyad Benecha Losta Krivu. Zuhi Kabbalah Saddam. So the Gemara says, Pasuk Chav Hey. Did I say it right? Yep. Pasuk Chav Hey. Umiyad Benecha Losta Krivu Aslachem Alokechem. Mikol Eila. And the Gemara says that's from Pasuk Kafe. So Shama Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Latana Kama Hai Lo Sakriva Lamali. So good. According to the Tanakama, what do you do with the Pasuk? So Mibayle Lahai Sakadachamina Hovalon Stava Beninoch Ella Amachusa Evarim Lo Shamim Mizbech Zuhu Velo Shamim Mizbech Tidan Kamash Malan. So he says, I'll tell you what the Chachamim will do with that Pasuk. Ben Noach. Non-Jew wants to offer a karba. Now, as we already discussed, we discussed this so many times throughout Shas, they can offer a karban on our mizbeach, an ola, not a shlamim, but they can offer a karban. Look, their rules for what is acceptable have a much lower threshold than our rule. We have this rule called balmum. The animal cannot be a blemished animal, and the Torah is pretty clear about what a blemish is. It's split, a nick, any physical defect of the animal, as per the psukim over here, as per the sixth parak of Bechoros that we went through not that long ago. Good. What if you're a Ben Noach and you want to offer a carbon? So for them, meaning when they say offer a carbon, obviously we're talking about to Hashem, they want to offer a carbon. So if they're going to offer it on their altars, on their bama, so there's only one criteria. It's a really low threshold. The animal has to have all of its limbs. If a limb is cut off, so they can't offer it. That's their criteria if they want to offer a mizbech on their altar. So now you would suggest that they're coming to us and they're bringing carbon to us. So in other words, it's like, it's lahavdil, but it's like, in the All-Star game, like whose rules are we playing by? National League or American League? So lahavdil. But so over here, so they're bringing their carbon, but they're bringing their carbon on our mizbeach. So whose rules are we following? Are we following their rules? Or are we following our rules? So the havamina is, in other words, it's their carbon, so they get to follow their rules, which is mechusa evar. That as long as it's missing a limb, as long as it's not missing a limb, that should be enough. So that's the havamin, and the maskana is no. If they're bringing their carbon an arm mizbeach, and we're offering an arm mizbeach, our rules, which is even the smallest blemish on the animal, which would pass on one of our carbonas, would be the same criteria in terms of passing their carbon as well. So, okay. Lishna, and that's what the Chachamim do with the Pasuk of Benechar. Right? It's so funny. I was thinking a question, and Baruch Shekivanti, I thought of Tosfos' question. Meaning, isn't it a little bit strange? We have this idea that a guy can bring a carbon, right? It's a Pasuk, meaning, Pasuk Chav Hei says, Umiyad Benechar lo sakrivu, la Hashem uvar tzachem lo, I'm sorry, eslachem alokechem mikol eila. The Torah says that when a ben nechar, right, a stranger, meaning a guy, so when he wants to bring a carbon, so can't have a mum. So every time we talk about a guy bringing a carbon, where's the source of that? Yeah, so it's ish, right? In other words, and we darshan, right, it's the beginning of the parsha, this parsha. El banav el kol Yisrael amar talem ish mi beis Yisrael. So what's the ish? So it comes to include even a guy. And we kind of like tease it out of that pasuk. Why are we teasing it? It's a blatant pasuk, right? Umiyad benechar lo sakrivu. So I was thinking about that when I was preparing the daf. Good, Tosfos asked a question. I don't totally follow Tosfos' answer. You can see inside. It's the first Tosfos on the page.
What's the bottom line? So Goy can bring a
carbon? Absolutely. Goy can bring a carbon. And the rules of a mum are established by, it's home field advantage. It's our rules in terms of what establishes a balmum. Lishna achrina. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, af al kabbalas adam. So, my taima dichsiv. Now, we're going to do that. You're going to see a lot of this in Temura, where after having a discussion in the Gemara says, let's do that again. There are various girsos of the Gemara, and so sometimes the Gemara just basically says, slightly modified version of what we just saw, and we'll do it again. And you'll see a lot of that in Temura, if I remember correctly, towards the end of Kachim. You're going to see a lot of that. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Afal Kabal Sadam, Aitam Dechtiv Ma'och Ve'Kasus, Lo Sakrivizu Kabal Sadam. So the Lo Sakriv is a reference to Kabal Sadam. Zrika Nafkale Me'am Mizbech. And the Zrika comes from the Pasuk of Amizbech. Ula Rabbana Nami Tepiklu Zrika Me'al HaMizbech. So now, according to the Chachamim, Zrika, where does that come from? It comes from Al-Mizbech, Hachanami. That's correct. You already see, you have to, I know I'm going fast, but if you read carefully, you'll see the differences between version 1 and version 2. Version 2 abandoned the idea that we learn anything from Al-Mizbech. Version 2 subscribes to the idea that we're learning from Al-Mizbech. Hachanami, ve'al lo sakriva demauch lamayasa, mafkin labamas yachid. So what are we learning out from the lo sakrivu mentioned by ma'uch? So what if you bring your carbon on your bamas yachid? Historically, there were times when we brought a carbon in our backyard. And historically, during those times, so the question is, what kind of rules do we have for balmum? Answer, same rules as if I were bringing it on the big mizbeach. The one either in Shiloh or the one in Yerushalayim. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Ber Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree? And he says, yes, I do agree. That's correct. So again, he needs a source for Kabbalah Sadam. So miyad benichar lo sakriva zu Kabbalah Sadam v'rabanan ifsterich. And again, the Chachamim will tell you, no, that pasuk is already earmarked. So again, now we go through that same give and take that we went in version number 1, which is, I might have thought, since had they brought a carbon on their bama, it only, mechusar ever is only threshold, so I might have thought that they can continue with that threshold, that criteria for our mizbech, kamash malan, mikol eila delo mekablinan. So the Kamash Malan is no, that we can't accept their carbon on our mizbeach unless it is not a balmum based on our terms, not their terms. Maskif la Reish Lakish. Shema lo shaninu ela betam shenasa balmum. Okay, before we get to Reish Lakish. Good. Second version of the discussion that we just had. But when all said and done, you have a blemished animal. Your makdish, shecht, sprinkle, burn the animal on the mizbech, part and all of it. So I've just enumerated 5 separate laven, 5 prohibitions in the Torah for taking this animal, which is a blemished animal. Essentially, what Reish Lakish is going to ask now is as follows. Look, can we think about this for a moment? The animal is a blemished animal, and we all know it. Meaning, as we discussed back in Bechoros, blemish means it has a physical defect in the animal that is apparent to the eye, to the naked eye. Okay, so we all know it's a blemished animal. And I'm mockdish the animal. Essentially, the thought process of Reish Lakish is, can we give this guy the benefit of the doubt? Meaning, I know he was mockdish the animal. Can we suggest, basically, that he was mockdish it for better kabayis? Meaning, you have to assume that he was mockdish it for the mizbeach.
For monetary value.
For its monetary value. And let's give the guy a break. Meaning, I know he was makdish it, and I don't know if Reish Lakish is going to say this. I don't know if he's going to agree with my next statement, but I'll say it anyway. But just to give you an idea, even if the guy said, I want to be makdish it for the mizbeach, but we're all looking at the animal. The animal has a blemish on it. Like, he meant the bedek habayis. Can't we extend that to him? But there's an issa in the Torah. You can't just ignore the issa in the Torah. Maybe, this is Reish Lakish's thought process, maybe the answer in the Torah is talking about a case where the animal started out in life as being a perfect animal, and then it developed a blemish. And somehow in this guy's mind, he thought, well, okay, I know it has a blemish now, but it was perfect, and, you know, I remember the animal being a perfect animal. But let's say, for example, the animal was born blemished. Come on. The guy knows that a blemished animal, especially this one, which was born blemished. What does that mean, born blemished? Remember, earlier this morning we talked about how you can have an animal that's asymmetrical, right? One leg is longer than the other, right? Obviously, eyes are displaced. Obviously, that started at birth. So this guy knows already that this animal can't be offered on the mizbeach. Let's give the guy the benefit of the doubt. That's basically what Reish Lakish is going to suggest. And the Gemara is basically going to say to Reish Lakish, that was a great suggestion, but yeah. In other words, if he took an animal and was Makdish animal and it had a blemish, it's a lav. Maskev la Reish Lakish, Shlom Shem lo shanino ela betam shanaz abamo. The over, let's take out that word. Yeah. So shanaz abamo. The I bamom miikara dikla ba'almaho. Right? If the animal was blemished from birth, it's basically, it's like a palm tree. Meaning, we are looking at the animal and know that this animal is and was never qualified for the Mizbeach. So therefore, don't give the guy Malkus. He didn't really mean that they should be going on the Mizbeach. Amalei Reb Chiya bar Yosef saruva kaluk siva parasha v'hani balimom mimikara ninu. So Reb Chiya bar Yosef makes a very cogent argument. And he says, but read the psukim. What do you think the psukim are talking about? Sarua o kalut. The asymmetrical animal. Or the animal that's hoof is fused. That was congenital. That comes from the point of birth. And meanwhile, the Torah says, you can't offer it on the Mizbeach. Clearly, the Torah is acknowledging that the person thought it should have gone on the Mizbeach. So Reish Lakish is going to try to hold on to his position. Maybe that pasuk in the Torah is only talking about in the scenario of Temura. Remember, by Temura, the Torah says, Rabbi Tovo Tov Bera. I might have butchered that pasuk, but that Temura can work even if what I am sending the Kedusha to is an animal which is a Balmom. So maybe the pasuk over here in Emor is talking about that scenario. So Rav Yochanan says, no, I can't agree with you. He speaks to his brother-in-law. I can't agree with you. Because remember the Braisa that we just quoted, the Braisa that started off our morning. The Braisa says that you violate five lavin. If you want to tell me that this is only working in the case of Temura, don't say five lavin, say six. Or if you want to be fancy, say seven. Because tomorrow is really too lavin. Okay, but oh, you only get one set of malchus. Oh, okay. Back to our first question of tomorrow. But anyway, but it should be six lavin. The ikanami lav de tomorrow. Because of course, there's also the lav of tomorrow. Elamai babamu mikara my laki diklab. I'm sorry, diklab amahu. So, but I don't understand. In other words, but it's a palm branch. Meaning, if it's a babamu mikara, don't we all know that it can't be offered on the mizbech? And I think this is Rav Yochanan talking, although I kind of lost the dialogue over here. But it basically, the answer the Gemara gives is as follows. No. You have a palm branch, you have a palm tree. That clearly is Lebedek HaBayis. You have an animal. What did you do? Meaning, what's the offense? The offense is that this animal is blemished. And let's even say that it was blemished even from the time that it was born. But in other words, what you did is that you had the opportunity to go to an animal that's not blemished and offer that and consecrate that. And you took this animal that was blemished and you consecrated that. Well, the Gemara's language is bazia milsa. It's a bizayon. It's degrading. Because what you did is you took something which could have been a non-blemished animal, and rather you selected the blemished animal. Okay, and when it comes to deco, obviously, you didn't opt with something inferior, meaning a deco is a palm tree. Now, Lishna Achrina, now, again, here we go again, version number two of this discussion. Amale afilo hachi bazi milsa de deco leka bimino lo laki la afuki ba'mum kevin di ika bimino laki. Right? In other words, when you're in trees, so obviously you're in the parsha of trees. Trees are only the Lebedek HaBayis, not for the Mizbeach. Although, I guess if you want to be cute, I mean, it is wood, and wood could go on the Mizbeach, but right. But still, in other words, essentially it's for Lebedek HaBayis. But here, now when you're in the world of animals, animals are fit on the Mizbeach. So you took a blemished animal, and you consecrated that to go on the Mizbeach? That's an offense. And so therefore, you're going to get Malkus for that as well. Okay, so the Gemara basically rejects Reish Lakish. Amar Rava. Hashtar amar time of the Balmum delaki mishum de bazi mosaihu. So now we're saying we're basically reading into the Torah. You take an animal that's a blemished animal, and you consecrate it to the Mizbeach, it's a bizayo. Right? That's degrading. So Rava says, let's bring this now to the next step. What's the next step? Let's say I have a blemished animal, and I consecrate it to the Mizbeach, but I earmark, and I say like this, Afilu lamaktish lei ledemei nesachim nami laki. Let's say, here's what I do. I take an animal that's a blemished animal, and I say that the value of this animal is going to go for demei nesachim, right? The value of nesachim. You're also going to get malchus as well. Why? So Rashi explains, the bottom Rashi on the Amud, Dehashta leke bizayin kolkach, she'ein b'mina ray l'nesachim, v'od dehala demei akdishay. So over here, you weren't makdish this for the mizbeach, but only the value for the mizbeach, but still it's an offense. Tanya Kavasne, the Rav, the Gemara says, I'm going to show you a brisa that supports this as well. Okay, the Gemara, we're now on the top of Zayin Amud Beis. Nedava ta'ase oso zekashe bedek abayis. The Torah says that if you have a blemished animal, nedava, meaning you can offer it as a gift, but bedek abayis. V'ainli ala nedava neder minayin. How about if I want to do it in the form of a neder? What, right? Difference between neder and nedava, we talk about it all the time. Nedava, no personal recourse. Neder, personal liability, right? If something happens to this, I'm on the hook. So minayin tamalamar leneder yachol afilu kachim mizbeach tamalamar uleneder lo yerachse zukachim mizbeach vein leal neder davin minayin tamalamar nidava. If I have a animal, if I have an animal that's a baal mum, can I offer it to the mizbeach? The Gemara says no, you can't because it doesn't fit on it won't be received on the mizbeach. Rabbi Amar lo yerachseh b'hartzas gufo hakasav medaber. Now Rabbi seems to be saying basically the same thing. It can't be offered on the mizbeach. So hainu tanakama, so the Gemara says, Rabbi tanakama, aren't they saying the same thing? My la b'hakamiflagi, so the Gemara says, maybe this is what they're arguing about. Now usually when you see the words my la b'hakamiflagi, what you're expecting is the Gemara to make a suggestion and then reject the suggestion. Over here, that's not going to be the process of my la b'hakamiflagi. So, okay. Yeah, right. Okay, you're going to see. Just Girsa becomes somewhat of an issue over here in towards the end of Kashim. So, my love, so the Tanakama Savra, I feel Akdishal Domain of Sachem Namilaki, where according to the Tanakama, even if your Matashit, not it itself to be brought as a carbon, but its value to be brought as Nesachim, you're still going to get malchus because again, bazia milsa because it's degrading. And Rabbi Shavar Baratzas gufo laki aval b'demena sachem lo laki shmamina. And Rabbi disagrees. So shmamina. So what we learn from here is that position of Rava is in fact the Tanakama of our brisa that we just quoted. Okay, ela oso lamali. What's the oso coming to teach me? So tase nedava vi'i ata ose tamim nedava. Lebedek habayis. Okay, and what we learn now from over here, and again we touched on this issue yesterday as well, what if the animal is not blemished? Okay, what if the animal is tamim? And I point to this animal and I say, I'd like to dedicate this animal to bedek habayis. So that's no good. Okay? So mikan amru hamakdish tamim lebedek habayis over ba'aseh. So what we're going to do over here is basically make an inference from the Torah. The Torah says that if a blemished animal, don't bring it as a carbon. Okay? By inference, what we're going to say now is if it's not a blemished animal, don't bring it to bedek habayis. Right? Again, we talked about this yesterday. It's not making its potential. Because it's not a blemished animal, because it's a perfect animal, so therefore it should be offered on the Mizbeach. If you downgrade it and you say, I'd like to dedicate this to bedek habayis, so you violated an asay, an iser asay. Uminayin af belosa asay. Now, the Gemara is going to add on. Not only is it an asay, it's a lav as well. Now, how does that work? Because normally that's not correct. Meaning normally if we learn something by an inference, it's what's called a lav haba mechlal asay. If something is learned inferentially, so we say that's an asay, that's a... It only falls under the category of a positive commandment. It's not a negative commandment. How do we know if something's a negative commandment? It's very simple. The Torah says, lo, or al, or pen, or hishamer. So how do we know that if I take an animal that's not blemished and offer it as a, and offer it to Bet HaKabayis, I violate not only an aseh, but also a lav? Listen to this. This is interesting. One of those psukim where you never really thought, we're going to learn something from this pasuk. It's kind of those, you know, it's usually how a pasuk gets introduced. In fact, I'll leaf through the Parshas Emor, right? The beginning of Perek Chavez, Vayedeber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Our parsha that we're talking about, that starts in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayedeber Hashem Moshe Lemor. The next parsha that starts in Pasuk Chavav, Vayedeber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Really? Yeah, let's get Perek Chav Gimel, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Okay, Pasuk Tes in Perek Chav Gimel, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. You know, it's one of those psukim which comes up time and again.
They contrast Daber with Lemor. Lemor is supposed to be like a softer version. Daber is supposed to be harsher.
And listen to this. What the Gemara now is going to say is that what is encrypted in the word Lemor, I'll let the Gemara speak. I don't want to speak on behalf of the Gemara. So, Mikan Amor, I'm sorry. Limit al Parsha Shib, I'm sorry. Shenemar v'daber Hashem Moshe Lemor, limit al Parsha Shihi Belav. That this Parsha is basically now going to be contextually all a negative prohibition. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
So every time it says Lemor, it's
can't be. It can't
of a negative prohibition.
Can't be. Yeah, it has to. It has to be contextually correct as well. Okay, not here. I think in Pesachim, it's spoken out, but not here. So Amale Rebbe Labar Kapar my Mashma. How did that work? Amale Dichsiv Lemor Lo Ne'emar B'Dvarim. Meaning, we're going to take the word lemor, and we're going to focus on the first two letters of lemor, lo. Lo ne'emar b'dvarim. That everything we're saying in this parsha is all has like an undertone of don't. So every time you read this parsha, you read it with the undertone. I mean, don't take me literally. No, but it's not like a duet. But that's what you're hearing in the background, lo. Be'rebi amre. Lo Amor. A slightly different version of what we said previously. It's not that the undertone is low, but Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Lemor is like a contraction of two words. Lo Amor. I'm saying no. Meaning to everything that we're saying right now, not only the positive, but the negative as well. Itmar, we'll finish up this discussion. Hamale Evri Balimum Lagabe Mizbeach. Amar Rava over Mishum Bal Taktira Kulo, Mishum Bal Taktira Mixaso. Rava makes a statement. Now, the truth be told is that Rava is going to make a statement, which is where we started today's daf. I take this Balmum. So first of all, I mocked the shit, I consecrate it, that's one laf. I shecht it, that's our second laf. Collecting the blood, debatable. Okay? According to the Tanakhama, no. Sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, that's going to be now our third laf. According to the Tanakhama, according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, it's already our fourth love. Now, I take the animal itself, and I offer parts of it on the Mizbeach, that's our fourth love. I offer all of it on the Mizbeach, that's our fifth love. Okay? That's what the Brisa says, that's what Rava says. Okay, now, of course it's a little bit strange. Meaning, if the Brisa says it, what's Rava adding to the discussion? Okay, but anyway, it's a fair question. So Abaye Amar, right, in our Gemara we have Amar Abaye, flip it, Abaye Amar. I've mentioned this before, it's a good rule to know, that there's a big difference between Amar Abaye versus Abaye Amar. Amar Abaye is like a new sentence, a new statement, meaning it's not arguing with a previously recorded position. Abaye Amar means Rava says this, but Abaye says this. So Abaye Amar is, he's arguing with a previous statement. So, right, it's that correction does make a difference in terms of understanding. Amar, Abaye Amar, ain lokin alav shebechlalos. No, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus because it's lav shebechlalos, meaning that this prohibition of offering is a broad prohibition, and so therefore you don't get Malkus. Now, what exactly does that mean you don't get Malkus? It means you don't get Malkus at all, or does it mean that you don't get Malkus for each segmented act, but if I do all the acts included, I am going to get Malkus. Rashi discusses, Rashi says that not Rashi over here, is convinced that we're talking that what the Gemara means is that you don't get malchus for each particular act, but you will get malchus for the entire act. Meisvei. Good. After Rava and Abaye now have stated their positions, the Gemara now is going to ask a really simple question. Go back to the Brice at the beginning of this morning. Over mishum chamish shemos. You violate five lavin. Abaye. You hear that? Five lavin. According to you, Abaye, not five lavin. Maybe four. Tiyufta da Abaye. So that's difficult. Amar Abaye begavre katane. Well, Abaye will tell you, well, oh, this is why Rashi says it. Okay. I'm with Rashi now. Now I understand Rashi. All right, so Abaye will say in his defense, no, you don't understand the Braisa. The Braisa is not talking about one individual getting five lavin. This is talking about five individuals. Each one did a separate act. Right. So one person was makdish, another person was shechted, another person did Zrika Saddam, one person offered some of it, and the other person offered the rest of it. Okay. And that's why Rashi says he's sure that you're
talking about after the shechita, everybody
does
a kohen involved.
Yeah. So, separate kohanim. I begavre over ovrim mi bayele. So, the Gemara says to Abaye, the grammar doesn't work for you. Because if we're talking about not one person, but multiple people, so contextually, grammatically, it should be ovrim. So elapshita bechad gavra katan bechad gavra. So v'tiyufta da Abaye. So it's one person. So Abaye, that's difficult. Meaning because the Braisa clearly says like Rava, or let's say better, Rava clearly says like the Braisa that each act is its own set of malchus, even offering some of it and offering all of it. Amar Abaye afil afik haktaras mitzas of ayel kabal sadam. So Abaye, one last defense. For Abaye, the Gemara says, well, when it says five, you know what the five include? Receiving of the blood. So the Gemara says, what? Kabbalah Saddam, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Islay, Tanakam, and Laisley. What do you mean? That's a debate between the Tanakam and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. And at this point in the Braisa, we haven't yet spelled out the position Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, which means that this is a Tanakama who argues with Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. So you can't just simply take the position Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda and plug it into the Tanakama. So, Kasha. So the Gemara ends off, according to our first version, that's difficult. Lishna Achrina, version number two. Basically will be the same give and take. A little bit stronger question. Look, a little bit stronger language against Abaye. Bahamid is safe Rav Yosef Rav Yehudahi Resha Rabbanan Tiyufta de Abaye Tiyufta. So the Gemara says conclusively this is going to be difficult, meaning no, Abaye, it's not going to work out for Abaye. Okay, good. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up with the Mishnah and the new sugya of the Gemara. Two things. Number one, this morning and every morning we'll learn for a refuah shlema. The baby's name is. Rifal Zakai Avram Ben Yakira Avigail. So again, in the schus of the learning that we do this morning, a baby should have a continued refuah shlema. This Motzei Shabbos, we're having a Malava Malka, 8:45 here at the shul.